104.3 The River, WXBC. We are joined by telephone today by 2nd District Congressman Brett Guthrie. Congressman Guthrie, to give us an update on the federal perspective and returns to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Congressman Guthrie, as always, thank you for your time and talking with us today.
Thanks for having me here. I really appreciate it.
Congressman, let's talk a little bit about the response from the federal perspective. Sitting in Washington, you've had a chance to get a survey of what's being done right now. Are you satisfied with the federal government's response to the COVID-19 outbreak?
Well, I think it's been a strong response. Of course, you know, the satisfaction is when we get everybody back to work. But I think the president has done a good job leading. You can always, if you watch his press conferences every day, it seems like the press there only wants to point out of the things that aren't working well. When, you know, we just had a major program passed 2 weeks ago. Within 1 week, the president, it's called the Payroll Protection Program. It's the CARES Act that had a lot more to it. But specifically the Payroll Protection Program that would send money to small businesses that would keep people on their payroll. That was the idea behind it. And if you remember, we had to fly back. We passed it on a Friday, 2 weeks ago. Matter of fact, 2 weeks ago today. And Steven Mnuchin said, the president says this program is going to be up and running by a week, this next Friday, which is a week ago today. And I was skeptical, I have to say. I've seen the federal government in action. I've never seen it marshal its resources and move things that quickly. And it absolutely was happening. Not without glitches. When you say, are you satisfied with the response? I think the program is excellent. I had local banks and bankers calling me saying that they were having trouble getting in through the SBA portal. Well, I was calling and texting Kevin McCarthy, all these different people to make sure that our banks could serve people in the 2nd District. And it's the loans are in. It was amazing. On the first Friday, the banks that already had a relationship with the SBA were already getting loans approved. And that means money into our local businesses so they can keep their people on payroll, so they don't have to go on unemployment. The idea to keep them on payroll was, as soon as this turns around, and hopefully it'll turn around sooner rather than later, and the president says there's light at the end of the tunnel, and there's some good numbers, we're moving that direction, that people that are still on their payroll will be able to be recalled almost immediately.
We're joined by 2nd District Congressman Brett Guthrie this morning to talk about the federal response to the ongoing COVID-19 outbreak. And Congressman Guthrie, you've been on the front line. I remember initially when all this began, Dr. Fauci was one of the first people that I guess you had called before the committee that you're part of to talk about the outbreak. And I guess I'll ask this question. A lot of folks, of course, have now been shelter in place for 3 weeks, with now talk this going potentially into the rest of April. Are there benchmarks, or is there a point that they have indicated to you, or even the president or anyone, of an end game to when life can return to normal, or what would be the new normal after this?
Well, that's a great question, and you're right. I'm on the Energy and Commerce Committee, Healthcare Subcommittee, so I've spent a lot of time previous to this with Ebola and other outbreaks with Dr. Fauci, and Dr. Birx is new. She came on board the team that we haven't really had her before us before, but they're working together. So what we're looking for is, one, is a lot of people who watch this on television, I'm kind of repeating, but the deaths and every life is important. So it's hard when you talk about numbers not to realize that every number we're talking about is an individual, that's a husband, father, mother, wife, child. I mean, so the human tragedy is awful. So when I talk about numbers, we can't forget that. But the people that are dying, the numbers that people are seeing today of people are dying, probably contracted this 2 to 3 weeks ago. You contract it, it incubates, then you start showing symptoms, you go to the hospital, and then you go into ICU. And usually some people are living that are passing away are usually in ICU on ventilators about 7 to 10 days. So it's about a 3 week. So we've been in this for 3 weeks. And so what you hear Dr. Fauci, when I get to your answer, there's not a set number. But Dr. Fauci is saying this, what you want to look for are decreases in cases. And that's what we're already seeing in New York. We're seeing that in California. And the big push to social distancing and the mitigation and we're moving forward is we wanted to make sure that the case, because I've had a lot of people talk to me about, well, we have more people with the flu, more people die with the flu. Now, the percentages are so much higher with this. But the big fear the big fear, and it almost happened in New York, and if the federal government hadn't responded, it would have happened in New York, is that you have more people on ventilators that need ventilators and ventilators ICU beds available. You know, the president sent the resources to New York, and they're right at the cusp. But now cases are dropping. And so once we can get a handle on everybody knowing they need to wash their hands, they need to stay 6 feet away from each other, even if they're in public or not. Right now, everybody's kind of sheltered in place. And we know that if there's an outbreak in an area, we can immediately test, which we now have the five-minute test. There's a two-hour test and a five-minute test that are that's getting deployed. Then once somebody has symptoms, we can track and trace around, isolate, and not isolate everybody. We've essentially isolated the whole country. And so there's not a set number of what that's going to be. It's when an assessment will be made by April the 30th. The president's going to issue guidelines. It's not a set point. And then each governor is going to have to make decisions. And there are going to be decisions made. And they're going to open the economy. And there's going to be some outbreaks of this. But outbreaks where we can control it, and outbreaks where we know we can test for it, where the PPE is in place, everything that we were struggling to rush to get into place will be in place. And we could. But the thing is, once we make the decision to open up the economy, it's not going to be a set point to say, okay, now it's safe to do everything you've ever done. We're just going to be able to take care of people in a better and not have it rushed, like just have the onslaught into hospitals like you saw in New York.
We're joined by 2nd District Congressman Brett Guthrie talking about the coronavirus outbreak and the federal response to the pandemic. Congressman Guthrie, we talked a little earlier about the first round of the CARES Act and the payroll protection program. Even as that measure was being dealt with and being signed by the president, there's already been talk of potentially a second, if for lack of a better term, stimulus act being considered by lawmakers. Where is the status of that, and what kind of help would that offer in this process?
Okay, there's two things that people, as you see the news, to watch for. The Payroll Protection Program had $350 billion of money allotted to it. And because so many small businesses have been affected, that fund is probably going to run out. And Senator McConnell wanted to put another $250 billion into that fund. So a single bill with a single vote to put $250 billion in a fund that already exists. And that's a lot of money, and I said on the floor when I voted for the first $250 billion, it makes me really nervous about the debt that we're moving for, but we're in a drastic time. So Senator McConnell said, let's do the $250 billion, and remember, if that money wasn't in the payroll protection program, where people are still getting a paycheck from their employer, they would be on unemployment. So it's not necessarily a dollar-for-dollar increase. It's allowing people to stay on their payroll. But if you saw people who were watching the national news, Chuck Schumer, the Democrat leader, and Speaker Pelosi, the Democrat leader in the House, has decided that they want a bigger bill with more money. And my assessment of this is now $2.2 trillion is a lot of money that needs to be implemented and put through the economy. Let's get this implemented. We're 2 weeks into that appropriation, the largest in American history. So let's not sit here 2 weeks from now and put more money into the program, when hopefully by the end of April we're going to have some decisions that will open the economy up again. And so once we appropriate and put the money into the economy, you can't call it back. So we did $2.2 trillion. Let's get till April 30th and see what the decisions are, and then make some decisions moving forward. It is a dire time. People are in dire straits, but we have the programs in place from the last bill, and let's digest it first before we move forward. And that's the position of most Republicans in Washington.
We're speaking by telephone with 2nd District Congressman Brett Guthrie about the federal response to the coronavirus outbreak. Congressman Guthrie, we'll wrap things up here with one final question this morning. Of course, in the process of all this, much of society has shut down. Essential services are being offered. How has the pandemic and, I guess, the response affected operations as far as constituent services in trying to help folks out, even during this time where everything is being challenged?
That's a great question, because a lot of people have questions. We've had it anywhere from people overseas trying to get home to people, banks trying to get into this payroll protection program, businesses trying to get answers. When is the stimulus money, the $1,200, going to go specifically into people's accounts? And we're manning the phones. We have D.C., the big buildings in D.C. are shut down, essentially. So we've got people at home answering questions on their cell phones. We've got my office in Bowling Green is we're not having foot traffic, but my staff is in there because we're doing a lot of conference calls. The way it kind of works, I can hear somebody talking to somebody on the phone about a child who's overseas or something moving forward, and I'll say, put them on speakerphone, and I'll talk to them and move forward. I've actually kind of experienced every phase of this personally as well. My youngest was in Argentina on study abroad, and we had to get her home after the flights were kind of being canceled coming out of Argentina. My son, we think, may have had it. He lives in Chicago and had the symptoms. He didn't have them enough to be tested, and of course there's been over almost 2 million people tested and 500,000 people with almost 500,000 with COVID. So there's 1.5 million to have the symptoms that don't get tested, so we don't know. It'd be nice to know if he has antibodies, he could donate plasma. So we're looking at that from a personal perspective. And then in about a month from now, I'm going to have my first grandchild. So we're dealing with my oldest daughter being pregnant and concerned about how that affects. Just going to the hospital to have a baby and how, you know, you're not going to be able to go visit your new grandbaby in the hospital, those kind of things that we're working through. So I'm only sharing that, to say that we're experiencing the same things. And so when I'm able to get on the phone and talk to people, which I've been doing, I can have empathy and say, we're all in this together, and we are trying to solve this problem together. And I strongly believe that once we get through this, America's just going to be such a stronger country. I think as we're standing at each other at least 6 feet apart, we're also coming together as a country.
Congressman Brett Guthrie, if there's anything else that you would like to add or share at this point, I'll leave that open, and we'll go ahead and close things out this morning.
Well, thank you. I just appreciate the opportunity to be where I am to lead in this effort, and hopefully this is, you know, as President said, it's an enemy that you can't see. You know, it's out there, and we're getting our government moving forward like we're preparing for war, and we're going to defeat this.
Congressman Guthrie, as always, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to talk with us this morning, and hopefully we can hear from you again soon.
It's great to talk to you. Thank you.